Newcastle and the Hunters, 2NURFM 103.7. Now, we've been talking this week about giving tickets away to see Bangarra Dance Theatre's The Light Inside, and with me to tell us more about this amazing show is Novocastrian Jai Uran, proud descendant of the Worimi and Dungutti peoples, who's been dancing with Bangarra since 2019. Good morning, Jai. Firstly, can you tell us what Bangarra Dance Theatre is all about?
Hi. So Bangarra is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Indigenous Dance Company. So we mainly focus on doing Indigenous contemporary dance, and we basically tour that dance all over the country and all over the world. It's great. It's great fun to do.
Well, the show you're bringing to Newcastle, The Light Inside, is Bangarra's first cross-cultural collaboration. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so this work is a cross-cultural collaboration between Deborah Brown, a Torres Strait Islander contemporary dancer, and also Moss Te Urarangi Patterson. He is a Maori man from Aotearoa, New Zealand. And it is this collaboration of the intersection or nuances between both cultures. We kind of are researching and looking at the past and our ancestors and how they intersect and how they relate to each other and how we find their journeys to today in the present day and how that's affected us and our culture and our dance. And yeah, it's great fun.
So as a dancer, how hard is it to tell a story without speaking?
Honestly, I prefer it. I wouldn't say I'm a great speaker, a great talker, which is, you know, funny enough, I'm being on radio right now saying that, but I think dancing is for me personally, it's so great to do. And I find it very easy to tell a story through my own expression and movement because it almost feels like it's easier for me that way. You know, I'm not great at talking. So if I want to express my joy, my sadness, my pride, I guess it's way easier to do that through my movement as a dancer. And I guess what a great way to do it being surrounded by Indigenous people as well.
Well, I think you're doing pretty well at talking, to be honest, but I'm sure you're a fantastic dancer. Now, what sort of music and effects can audiences expect throughout the show, The Light Inside?
There is some great music that is in our show. We have a whole heap of soundscapes that are resonating with the ocean and with the certain, environment that is depicted in some of the works. Some of the sounds of bells and beautiful traditional instruments that are from both cultures that are intersected in the work. A lot of particularly Maori traditional instruments as well. And I find them to be the most calming, most relaxing, I guess, sounds that resonate with me, and I love it. You know, effects-wise, there's some great lighting by Karen Norris. She's a great lighting designer. There's flashes. There's a lot of haze, I can tell you that, especially in the second half. We open up with a beautiful scape of haze that we kind of emerge from this fog or mist, and it's so eye-catching. I encourage everyone to come see the show because it's like being immersed in another world with our dancers and our lighting and our sound.
So it's mostly dancing, lighting, sound. Is there any talking?
There is a lot of, I would say, calls. We do particular calls from... the open track, we have an old cylinder that is played, and it's from the Torres Strait of an old uncle. And so that is a really beautiful way to open up the show of that kind of archival footage. There is also, in the second half of Moss's work, we use a lot of our voices in doing traditional calls. I'm not going to do them for you now on the line, but like, if you come to the show, it's very powerful to hear those calls. And I personally just feel like it's such an honor to be able to express that through voice, because I think a lot of mob traditional dance, we do that, but we don't really get to do that with contemporary dance. And of all, you know, have someone come from another country and another culture to really share that with us and be able to express that on stage. So, yeah.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating show. I feel it already. Thank you so much, Jai, for your time. I'll let you get back to rehearsals. And, yeah, I hope that the show goes really well for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
The Light Inside is on next Thursday and Friday, the 20th and 21st of February at Civic Theatre Newcastle. You can grab tickets online, or if you'd like the chance to win a double pass, 2NURFM's box office is now open. So jump online and fill out your details at 2NURFM.com.au. The winners will be announced this Friday.